Unit 1. IELTS Listening. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a representative at a holiday camp and a parent named Andrea. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling to find out about the holiday camp you're launching this summer. I'm interested in sending my children there.
Sure, what would you like to know?
What age groups can come to your camp?
We have our junior camp for 5 to 10-year-olds, and then our senior camp is for 11 to 16-year-olds.
The senior camp is for 11 to 16-year-olds, so 11 to 16 has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hi, my name's Andrea. I'm calling to find out about the holiday camp you're launching this summer. I'm interested in sending my children there.
Sure, what would you like to know?
What age groups can come to your camp?
We have our junior camp for 5 to 10-year-olds, and then our senior camp is for 11 to 16-year-olds.
OK. Can I ask you some questions about the senior camp?
Sure.
What time does the camp start?
Well, it varies. It can start from 7 a.m, but this costs more. The standard start time is 8:30 a.m. Both go on until 6 p.m.
What do you do on the different days?
Well, we start the week with sports activities and do these every other day. This can be indoor or outdoor, depending on the weather. On the other two mornings, we do arts activities. Sometimes there will be special themes and other activities as well. The first Tuesday, we will go shopping in town.
And how about the afternoons?
It's free choice. The children choose what they want to do. We have pool tables, table tennis, board games, a swimming pool, and playgrounds they can use.
OK. Do you do any other special days out?
Yes. Every Wednesday, children can sign up for a day trip. It costs an extra £20. Sometimes we go to the beach or a local historical site. In the first week, we're going to Cambridge.
And how do you involve the families of the children?
Parents can stay and play any time. We also encourage families to come on the trips if you have time. Then, at the end of every week, we organise a barbecue for everyone in the evening. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Let me think.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Do you have many spaces available?
Yes, it's quite far in advance at the moment. We still have 8 weeks to go before the holiday camp begins. Really, it's best if you reserve a place a month before the start.
OK, that sounds fine. How much is it per child?
It varies depending on the number of children you're going to send. How many children are you inquiring about?
There would be two of them coming.
Okay. The basic cost for each one is £325 per week. So that's £650 in total. However, there will be a reduction for the second child.
How much?
It's a £65 discount.
That's good. So around a fifth off.
Exactly. It's a 20% reduction.
Okay. Let me talk to my husband about it and we'll get back to you.
Sure. Could I take a phone number to get back to you on?
It's 07886 695 719.
Thank you. Let me just give you this number. It will give you an extra 5% off the total booking when you use it. It's 0885 693-190. Just quote the number when you contact us.
That's great. Thank you.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers.